Will you just begin to lift your hands and pray with us? Lord, we ask that your spirit be poured out in this place, that you prepare our hearts, God, to be and meet with you, Lord. We thank you for the power of your spirit, God. We thank you that your spirit not only revives and restores, but resurrects things that we had, God, things that we thought you had forgotten about, things that we thought, Lord, were gone. Lord, you revive, Lord. That is our testimony today. Lord, you lift us up. You finish the works that you began in us. And we thank you, Lord. We just ask for your spirit to be poured out in this place. Amen? Yes. Amen. Yes. Come on, worship with us today. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. The track's playing. No. Sorry, folks. That's right. I'm going to try this again. Praise God. Technology. Yes, Lord. Let's try it again.
Intro, two, three, four.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Pour out your spirit in this place, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
ask that your spirit break out in this place, God. Break through the things that are challenging our hearts today. Break through our fears, God, and our hesitations, God. We just want to come into your presence and allow you control. Hallelujah. Thank you. Come on, Melissa, and sing this for us. Hallelujah. Spirit breaking. Yes, hallelujah. Come on, let's worship the Lord in this place. Of the Lord in this place, amen. How when he comes into a place, he changes things, amen. Yeah. So no matter what heavy load or burden, whatever challenge, whatever you're facing, he has the power in his spirit to change your reality, amen. Yeah. Amen, praise God. Let's just continue to worship the Lord. We are so thankful, Lord, that you change things. When you enter the atmosphere, God, that things are undone, things are broken, God, and things are loosed in your spirit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
By might, but only by the cross will come alive.
I don't know how many of you have that testimony here today that Jesus changes everything. Amen. Had you asked me 6 months ago if I would be up here leading worship again? I wouldn't be able to tell you this would happen, that this day would happen, but because God, He knows. And I'm here as a testimony that God changes everything. And not only does He change everything, He resurrects the things that you thought were dead. He restores. And He will finish the work that He began in you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to teach you a new song. It's Psalms 23. The song just speaks about God's faithfulness and how He cares for us. He is our shepherd.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Come on, let's just continue to worship the Lord. Sing, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
He goes before me.
He goes before me.
He's the defender behind
me. Defender behind me.
I don't have to be afraid.
I won't.
My cup is overflowing.
My cup's overflowing.
And how many know no weapon can harm me?
No weapon can harm me.
I won't fear.
I won't fear.
That's why we can sing hallelujah.
Sunday, and
I felt like there are some of you in this room that come every Sunday and you keep praying for God to change you. You keep praying for breakthrough and you're asking for something and you just ask over and over again. And what God is saying is he wants to fight with you. He wants you to start standing up in your own way and fighting this battle. And he's going to come alongside you and lead you. And the way we fight is through our worship. And if I could read in Psalms 59, 16 through 17, it says, "But as for me, I will sing about your power. Each morning I will sing with joy about your unfailing love. You've been my refuge, a place of safety when I am in distress. Oh, my strength, you I sing praises. You, oh God, are my refuge to the God who shows me unfailing love." So we're going to sing this again, and I want you to fight with your praises. Start asking God for the things, but also start praising him, and he will start to change the way you see your fight. He is fighting with you. So God, I pray that today, as we go forward in our week, God, that you would remind us to praise you with all of our might, with all of our being, God. And I pray that as we do that, all of our enemies would fall, all of our inequities would go away, Jesus, and you would show up mightily as you always do, God. We pray these things in your name. Be with us in this service, God, as we continue to worship and honor you in all that we do, God. We pray all these things in your name, and we all said, you take a couple minutes to hug each other and tell your friends, "It's so good to see you," and you look absolutely beautiful today. Take a couple minutes.
Welcome, 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 Real Life. How you guys doing this morning? Come on, let's give the Lord a round of applause. Can we give it up for our praise and worship team as well? Come on, they did an amazing job. I'm so excited to see all you beautiful faces out there. At this particular time in the service, we typically like to acknowledge some special guests. So if you are here for the very first time at Real Life Church, can you do one thing for me? I don't want to embarrass you. I just want to just love on you and just acknowledge you. If this is your first time, can you just give us a little holy wave? Amen. Awesome. Thank you so much. Well, we would like to encourage you to do is to take one of these guest cards, which should be in the front of you behind the in the seat pocket. And we just want to encourage you to fill it out in its entirety. And when you fill it out, it allows us to be able to follow up with you and just know that you were here with us. And you can do two things once you fill it out. You can bring it in the back where I'll be at for a free gift. Everyone say free gift. We got some good gifts back there. Or you can just simply drop it in the offering bucket when it goes past. And lastly, if you're new to this church or you've been frequently attending here, we would like to invite you to our startup experience. Everyone say startup experience. This will be taking place September 9th after the 11 a.m. service. So it'll be after this type, after this service, not today, but after 11 a.m. service. And pretty much at the startup experience, it allows you to get to know us and us to get to you. So you get to meet our staff. You get to hear about our vision and what God is doing at Real Life Church. And he's doing some amazing things. And you just get to know about our culture and just what's next. So if you are looking to experience more for what God has for you at Real Life Church, the startup experience is where you want to be at. Amen? Let's give our guests another round of applause. And if I can direct your attention to the screen for some video announcements, that'll be awesome.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Real Life Church. We're so glad that you're here. We just want to let you know about a few things coming up that you need to put on your calendar. First of all the ladies out here, August 25th, it's a Saturday, one day only, is our Fierce Women's Conference. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be jam-packed with great speakers, awesome breakout sessions, and worship. We've got coming in, Rochelle Dittmore.
So Wednesday, 9th, we want to invite you out to our very first leadership lab. 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. We have Pastor Ben Daly, lead pastor over Calvary Christian Church in Irving, Texas. As our church continues to experience growth, it's important for all of us as pastors, visionaries, leaders to pursue personal growth. God is doing some amazing things at Real Life Church, and for us to be prepared for what he's going to do in the fall as a body, we have to be aligned and attuned into what he's doing. So you might be asking yourself, is this event for me? This event is actually for everyone at Real Life Church, especially for those who have not yet had the chance to find a team that they feel connected to or find a ministry that they want to belong to. This is the opportunity to find your place at Real Life Church. You do not want to miss this.
The Urban Ministries is in their next class. Don't want to miss out. Guess what? If Tuesdays don't work for you, we have them on Wednesdays as well. The class is going to be in the evenings from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and you don't want to miss it. It's going to be a great opportunity to equip you to fulfill the call of God on your life. Whether you want to be a pastor, if you want to just be a leader, or just go deeper in your knowledge of the Word and your relationship with the Lord, this class is for you. You can register for all of these events and more by going online to our website at rlcsac.com and clicking on Register Now. That's all for today. Know that you can share your praise report and prayer request with us by using the information you see on the screen, or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Have a blessed week, Real Life.
From Calvary Church, Irvine, Texas, from the westest, the bestest.
Irving.
I know. All right, scratch that one.
8:30.
Oh. So you have not yet had the chance to do the Jamaican dance.
All right. Breakout sessions.
For me, this event is actually for everyone. So if
good morning, everyone.
Video announcements are back. So we decided to add some bloopers, and so good job, team. Hey, yesterday we were notified of some sad news that Jim Mixter, many of you have been praying for him for the last 5 years or so. He fought a long and courageous battle with cancer. 5 years ago, the doctors gave him, I think, just a few months to live. 5 years later, he has gone to be with the Lord, fought a good fight. So I just ask you to please be praying for his wife, Sally, his family. And the details of his service will be on, we'll get it on Facebook as soon as we learn of it. It'll either be, have it for you next week or look on social media. But please be praying for the family. I wanted to take just a couple minutes to tell you about what's coming in the fall. You heard Pastor Damian talk about the Leadership Lab. I want to tell you, can I just give you one of my goals? One of my goals for the fall, I'd like to see 200 visionaries and leaders to show up to our Leadership Lab. And I want to say it's for everyone. So if you're not currently serving on a team, you want to serve on a team, I want you to come out. We need to catch God's heart for us as we go into this next season. That's why I'm bringing Pastor Ben Daly, who's been here before, to come and speak to us, because he's leading a church of about 13,000. And how many know we need to hear from leaders who are down the road a little bit? And so I just want to encourage you, listen, God has big things on his heart for real life, and so we're bringing in leaders to equip us and prepare us for the next season. I'm believing for a great fall. How many are you believing for a great fall? And so come on out. Let me just tell you a little bit. Everybody say September 5th. So September 5th, we're kicking off our family night. Friday night is usually our family night. But that night, I happen to have some friends from Nashville who have been on a ministry tour, and they called me and they asked, hey, we'd love to come and do just some worship and prayer with your church. Would you guys be open to that? I said, absolutely. And so we're going to call the entire church. I want to call the entire church to a one-day fast. How many know a one-day fast is better than a 40-day fast? All right. So if you couldn't do the 40, on September 5th, we're going to do a one-day fast. And then that night at 6:30, Scott and Lydia Igneri are going to lead us in worship, and we're going to have a time of worship, prayer. It's going to be a powerful, powerful time. And so come on out. It's a great way to kick off our fall and pray. How many know it's important to pray into the fall? So we want to pray into what God's doing, and so excited about that. And then Sundays in September, we're launching a new series called A Bigger Story, the Bible and You. A Bigger Story, the Bible and You. How many know it's important to understand God's story so that you can find your story within his story? That, listen, the more we understand Scripture, the better we understand God's plan and purpose for us. Amen? And so the entire month of September, we're going to be engaging in God's Word. We talked about divine mentors. We're going to actually open up the Word and say, where is our story in God's timeline? Here's just a few things I want to mention to you today. Here's a few ways that you can engage in the series and get involved in September. Number one, lead a small group. If you'd like to open up your small group, we have several small group leaders that have been on pause for a season. But if you'd like to open up your home and host a sermon-based group around this series, you're going to be able to register your small group next week. So we'll have that for you. If you'd like to be part of a small group, once we have those homes, we'll open those up to those that are open, and you can plug in those small groups. Or lastly, everybody say family night. We still have family night, and we're going to turn the sanctuary. We're going to have what we call table groups. And we're starting on Wednesday nights what we're calling the Bible tour. Everybody say the Bible tour. So we'll be preaching on Sundays about a bigger story. And then Tom Belt. Tom, could you just stand up just so everybody knows who you are? This is Tom Belt, you guys. Yes, yes. Anita's husband. Anita's on staff with us. He's going to take us deeper in the story. Have you the desire to go deeper in the story? And so we're going to tell you the bigger story on Sundays, and he's going to take you deeper, the table groups deeper in the story on Wednesdays. And so that'll start after the fast and worship night. That's going to be Wednesday, September 12th. Everybody say September 12th. And so we've got going to have plenty for you with the Toomey and all those different things going on, the Urban Ministry Institute, plenty of things happening to get plugged in the fall. Are you guys ready to take our tithes and offerings? I know you are. Hey, ushers and ushers, would you come forward? As they do, I just wanted to say the next 2 weeks is so key for us. We're such a strong summer, and I've been pastoring for a lot of years, been on staff at a lot of churches. I would have to say this is one of the strongest summers I've experienced on staff at a church I've been at. And I just want to say thank you for your faithfulness and making that happen. The reason why I'm so excited about that, because as you know, the last 13 months, we've gone through a lot of pruning. We've gone through a lot of, you know, cutbacks and different things like that. But I believe as your pastor, I've proven that I can be trusted to be a good steward. Amen? And that I can be depended on to make the necessary decisions to get us in financially healthy position for our future. How many of you know that's important? Thirdly, I also understand the importance of pouring back into our church family, because people are your greatest resource. How are you thankful that God, come on, brought you here? How many know you're God's greatest resource? Yes, you are. And so we want to pour back into you. That's why we're bringing in leaders. Leaders like Ben Daly, who can come and pour into you. And listen, not only help build the church, and when I say church, I'm talking his people. I'm talking about build your business. I'm talking about help you wherever you're employed at. God wants to bring leaders to pour into you to get us to where he wants us to go. And then lastly, we're going to continue to be generous to our community and all the local ministries we support and the missionaries around the world. As we look into the future, I want you to be confident in where your giving is going. How many of you like to know where it's going? You know, last week we seen Zambia, and we helped start the meal program that you've seen on the screen. We sponsored 74 children and kickstarted that meal program for Pastor Sam and Cassie for Operation iDream. And so I want you to know where your money is going. But there also is what I'm calling on September 9th, a Heart for the House offering. Everybody say, Heart for the House. There are some things that, as you've noticed, we've just been trying, we've had to do. We've painted, we've laid floor, we've done some different things. I mentioned to you, if you guys could show that, I mentioned to you last week, we got the interior painting done, the parking lot, and here is the good news. You guys like good news? So last week I told you that the parking lot was going to cost us $26,000. So that was a little more than they originally told us. So Pastor Jesse and I met with our landlord last week to go over the quote. And as we were going over the quote, she said, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I didn't tell you that we are covering 51% of that $26,000. Come on, somebody. All right. And then I was able to breathe. All right, so how many know God can reduce and provide? All right, and so parking lot is going to only cost us $12,700. You see the other things that it's in our heart to do. I just want you to do this. Between now and then, I want you to just ask God what he would have you give in the Heart of the House offering that's going to help us accomplish all these things and prepare us, come on, to receive all the people and the harvest that God is going to give us. Amen? I just want to encourage you, is 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 9 says, then the people rejoiced, for they had offered willingly. Everybody say willingly. Because with a loyal heart. I love that. Because when I read that, it says God's people had a heart for the house. With a loyal heart, they offered willingly to the Lord, and King David also rejoiced greatly. You know how you just praised the Lord when I told you the Lord reduced the price, right? God wants that for us as we take this offering, as we prepare this house to be a harvest house for him in the future. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much, God, for what you're doing in real life. I thank you for just an awesome, strong summer financially, Lord, how you've just really held us in the palm of your hand. You've sustained us. And I pray for the next 2 weeks, I pray, God, for a strong finish, Lord, as we approach September 9th and we take this house, Heart for the House offering, Lord, to do the things, Lord, to maintain and maximize, Lord, the potential of this facility. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you for our guests today. We ask that you bless them. Let them encounter you today in Jesus' name. And everyone said, Amen. If you're a guest, you can just drop your card in there. We don't expect anything from you in the way of giving, but we'd love to get to know you. Well, how many of you enjoyed the Divine Mentor series? All right. About 13 of you. How many of you enjoyed the Divine Mentor series?